When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We got Christmas Day football. Patrick Mahomes, by the way, Chiefs taking on the Steelers, and Mahomes and his ankle injury ahead of the Christmas Day game with the Steelers. He says he looked just, well, I think he looked just fine, but it is a high ankle sprain. He's going to play on Christmas Day, duh, and it's an important game because they can lock up the AFC, and he probably won't have to play that the last week of the season. We're going to talk more about what's going on around the league in our NFL Blitz. It's Dukes and Bell. Chris is in for Mike today as we're discussing a bunch of different things. And yesterday, as the news came out about Carson Beck, again, he had surgery in L.A. On that UCL.
Yep.
And
essentially Tommy John surgery.
Yeah. But to what? See, and this is what I don't know. I don't know if anybody does. To what extent was the damage, right? Like, was this an easy procedure? Easier than normal, or was this an extensive, long, you know, three-hour kind of surgery? I don't know. We don't know.
I'll give you two examples.
Yeah.
And I know this just because it happened to somebody on my favorite baseball team. There are two types of UCL surgeries that you can do. One is a brace procedure, and the other one is the extended regular surgery procedure. One of them cuts the recovery time down by a couple of months.
Well, that's what this looks like.
But it's a little riskier because it's a newer procedure. So there's always a greater chance that something funky happens.
Yeah, it may happen.
The regular Tommy John procedure is the one that we know from baseball.
Takes
9 months to a year.
Yeah.
But the thing about quarterbacks, though, is, Carl, the way that their throwing motion is affected less so than pitchers. So their recovery time from this surgery is usually a little faster than a pitcher. So that's what we know right now.
Well, they're saying a full recovery. Again, the report's expected to be throwing at the beginning of spring of 2025. All right, so that's what? January, February, March. We talking about April? Spring?
He's not coming back, Carl.
No. I'm talking about to be able to
get on track.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to be able to throw and get back to, you know, doing quarterback things. I mean, is that March or is that April? I don't know. When you guys talk about spring, either way.
Well, he's got to be ready. But the draft is in April.
Yeah. And that's the issue.
He
won't be able to throw, whether it's his pro day. Even if he waited till the end, like the last possible opportunity, it still won't be. I don't believe it'll be enough time. So now you're talking about Carson Beck, who came into the season as potentially the number one overall pick. Do we forget this?
No.
He came into the season as potentially the number one overall pick, and we were talking about it as such, and then the game started playing, right? And they started happening, and we know that, you know, at times he struggled. I've been saying this. I think he's still a top quarterback in this particular draft because this is not a draft unlike what we saw last year where, you know, you had, what, six quarterbacks taken in the first 15 picks. I do think Shedeur Sanders is the best one in this draft. If I had a pick and I'm the Giants or whomever is going to get the first overall pick over the next 2 weeks, that's who I'm taking. But for Carson Beck, the size, the arm talent is there. The problem is when you have had as many drops as he's had from his wide receiving core, it diminishes your performance from a quarterback standpoint. It looks bad on Beck because, oh, it's an incompletion, but in fact, it's really on the wide receiver or the tight end. And guys, I'm telling you, the scouts I'm talking to in the NFL are like, look, kid can make all throws. He's legitimately an NFL high-caliber guy. But the season, it doesn't feel that way. And I think a lot of people have watched this and said, well, you know what? He's okay, but he's not great. And I just think you're missing the boat. His skill set is totally NFL. Is he going to be a top pick now with this injury? That I don't know. I don't know how teams look at this and the recovery time, as you've talked about. But I do think it's a big deal for Georgia. And that's what I want to spend a little time on here. Because now you're solely counting on Gunnar Stockton. And I say solely. Obviously, you don't want your backup to be playing in these marquee games. But Gunnar, is he good enough to get this done? And I keep hearing from Georgia fans like, Dukes, what are you worried about, man? The defense will take over. When has that happened this season?
Texas.
One game?
Pretty big one.
What, like, I don't see – this is not the 2021 or 22 defense.
No, it's not, but it's still good. And by the way, for everyone hating on Carson Beck, you clearly haven't looked at the numbers. I know it feels like he had a bad season.
It does.
He still threw for 3,500 yards, 28 touchdowns, and only 12 picks. He's an 81 overall QBR. Because you know what it is, Carl? He finished red hot.
Yeah, he did.
That's why it's a shame that he got hurt. Because he was on his way to course correcting a lot of the issues that plagued him in the first half. But getting back to now, I mean, here's what I think the Dogs can rely on. The good teams have shown you who they are, Carl. So you know exactly what you're up against. You know what Ohio State's going to do to you. You know what Notre Dame's going to try to do to you. You know what these teams are that are left. Because last time I checked, that first round was pretty damn chalk. So what is Gunnar Stockton preparing for? Something that is very easy for Kirby Smart and his staff to get a handle on. So what I think that's going to translate to, Carl, same thing with Michael Penix. Very similar. They're just not asking him to do too much.
Is that going to be enough to win a national championship, though?
If you keep him under control, which is your only worry, because that interception he threw was bad in the SEC championship game. That's what you need to not have.
But that's lack of playing time. That's lack of seeing the field and lack. That's all that was. It's not. I don't think it was anything less than I'm just trying to make a play and I'm going to throw it. I agree. But I don't know if that's good enough to win a national championship. Guys, Stetson Bennett needed to be special when they beat Alabama. And he was. He came in second half. We talked ad nauseum about this. And it's funny because as time goes along, we just kind of forget. We needed Stetson Bennett to be great. He was. And I don't think you can go into these playoff games, whether it's Notre Dame or beyond, and just say, I need average quarterback play and it's going to be good enough. Maybe you're right, Turtle. Maybe that's enough. I just don't think it is.
Well, let me ask you this. Other than Oregon, which I'll give you,
yeah,
who's that team?
You're going to play better quarterbacks. Listen.
Will Howard? Come on.
Say what you
Drew
want.
Drew Aller? I mean, he's playing well.
He is playing well. I mean, this is the deal. Say that, right? You say that, and I think you're being a little biased and not giving these guys credit. But if you ask me, in Georgia, again, if they get past Notre Dame, they get either Penn State or Boise. If it's Boise, everybody's going to be like, that's going to be a blowout and don't matter, right? The quarterback play won't matter because you may be able to do whatever you want. I just don't feel that way.
I don't feel that way. You're going to let Ashton Gentry run for 300 yards on your face?
No.
I don't know.
I don't feel that way. So I'm not going to disrespect Boise. If it is a blowout, so be it. But I think Allard, yeah, if you told me it's going to be Penn State and Georgia in the next round in the semifinals, at the Orange Bowl, yeah, I'm giving the nod to Allard. Absolutely. He's played a hell of a year on a team with high expectations. Gunnar Stockton has just been watching, with all due respect. He's just been chilling and watching. Now this is on you. Now you've got to go do it. So I hope that he can. But let's not downplay this Carson Beck injury. For as much crap as you may have talked about Carson Beck, this team was better with him than it is without him. Turtle, if he wants to come back, do you accept him? You say, hey, come on back, be my starter next year?
Depends on how Gunnar Stockton does in these playoffs. It's very results-oriented to me.
So if he doesn't win it, you allow him back. If he wins a national championship, he's gone.
If they lose to Notre Dame,
yeah,
boy, we'll break out that checkbook for you. Come on back now. Come on down, you hear? We'll get all those automobile shots.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Apps and everything else to pony up for you. If they win a natty, I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say. Like, you got Wally pipped. I hate to put it that way, but you did, because Gunnar Stockton came in, Duke Sism, when the lights were shining the brightest.
And got,
it done.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's what's crazy. The Carson Beck thing, this is what Turtle's talking about at the end of the season as he got hot and he's playing really well. We get back to the draft and we get back to the NFL. And if this was Carson Beck, talk about playing your way in. Guys, you can play your way in sometimes into these top picks. If he performed at a high level over the next 3 weeks and they win a national championship and Georgia's offense is humming and he's just rolling – you start to look at him differently, and it is about the last time you saw somebody, right? You watch and you go, last time I saw him, man, he was on fire. Like, that sticks with you. And so he could have maybe played himself into a potentially higher draft pick, but he's not going to get an opportunity to do that now. So I think nothing's changed, by the way, for Kirby Smart and their approach and how they're going to practice for this game or this game and beyond. But to say that you trust wholeheartedly the quarterback position and that it's good enough to win a national championship, I can't say that. I cannot go there yet. Maybe Gunnar Stockton is that dude. But many of you, after 8 or 9 starts, didn't trust Stetson Bennett to be that guy. And he had shown you that he could play.
No, he did. But here's my question then. It sounds like to me that you don't trust Georgia's defense. Because it's not...
Not as much as I did.
It's not half a field, Carl. You got to play both sides of the ball.
You do. You do. And the thing is, for Georgia's defense, again, I mean, the Texas game, the second game, hard fought, and, you know, they went in overtime. The first game was total dominance, right? And if you're going to say that's the best team they've played, is Texas better than Alabama? I don't know. But they're in the second round of these playoffs, and they may be in the national championship. If that's the best team you've played and that was your best performance and you can give me that if you're Georgia, then, yeah, you're going to win a national title. But can you do it 3 weeks in a row? See, that's the question. And you're going to see 3 different types of offenses when you talk about if it's Penn State or Boise, and then moving on from there, potentially Oregon or Ohio State, even if it's not Texas, even Arizona State presents something a little bit different. But I just feel like people look at this and they go, well, Georgia's going to dominate any of those teams they may see. And I'm not willing to go there with this situation at quarterback. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Text us. Let us know what you think. We are hanging out on a Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you guys for being here. As always, we're going to come back. Did you see what the Hawks did last night? Another quality win. And how are they doing this? Seriously. We'll talk about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.